Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? He hath cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. Sharp stones are under him. He spreadeth sharp-pointed things upon the mire. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Melchiah, the son of Hamelech, that was in the court of the prison. And they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princess. And those women shall say, Thy friends have set thee on, and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. And Tyrus did build herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets. And they shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight, because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be confounded. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.